morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. No one knows yet exactly what the ceasefire in the U.S.-China tariff war means for U.S. agriculture, especially U.S. soybean exports. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says so far, the statements from the two governments are conflicting and lack specifics.
U.S. statement is saying that, you know, China said they'll purchase very substantial amounts of farm, energy, industrial, and other goods. China says they'll import more U.S. goods. So it's not clear. There were no numbers offered.
Salmonson says all that's known is that the two sides agreed to a 90-day ceasefire with no hike in existing U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods, as had been planned on January 1st.
It gives you a platform to begin, and with a little, with the pressure of saying if after the 90 days things aren't resolved, then the U.S. can always move those tariffs up to the 25% level.
But Salmonson says it's hopeful that the U.S. and China are foregoing tariff increases and talking again. Separately, Salmonson says President Trump's new plan to withdraw the U.S. from the old NAFTA to pressure reluctant lawmakers to approve the new USMCA sets up battle lines for the coming fight.
I think the administration has put down a marker in saying, well, this is the agreement, and we expect you to just vote on the agreement.
The USMCA itself cannot be changed under existing legislative rules, but signed agreements with added labor or other protections can be added. Salmonson says people expect the final agreement will be a package of items, including some that have nothing to do with trade, but will help win the votes to get the USMCA ratified. Finally today, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue on Monday appointed Matt Lohr to serve as chief of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service. Perdue says that the knowledge and experience he brings to the table will help ensure our locally led, science-based approach continues to offer farmers the conservation solutions needed to enhance their environment and commercial viability. Lohr, raised on a century farm in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley, now owns and operates Valley Pike Farm. Before his appointment by the Trump administration, Lohr held public office, serving in the Virginia House of Delegates from 2006 to 2010. He then served as Virginia's Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services from 2010 to 2013. More recently, Lohr worked as Knowledge Center Director for Farm Credit of the Virginias. And remember, to learn more about these stories and others, be sure to click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all of your latest agricultural news and market information. You got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.